The reading's taken from Genesis chapter 21, starting at verse 8. Hagar and Ishmael sent away. The child grew and was weaned, and on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking, and she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac." The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the slave into a nation also, because he is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, "I cannot watch the boy die." And as she sat there, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying, and he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt.
There's so much blessing from God going on in these chapters that we're reading. Last week we saw God blessing Abraham and Sarah by giving them a son. His name was Isaac. And this week we see God blessing Hagar and Ishmael. Well, in view of that, I thought we'd sing a song that speaks of the blessing of God. Come, O fount of every blessing. It's number 894, though the words slide, please, up on the screen. And there'll be a question that appears in a moment or two. The question is this: who are the great inheritors? Who are the great inheritors? We're thinking about inheriting things today. Now, what does it mean to inherit something? Well, it means to receive something. It means to have something passed on to you. Normally you receive an inheritance from a family member, though it doesn't have to be a family member. Normally you receive an inheritance from someone who has died, but someone doesn't have to die in order for you to receive an inheritance. Let me try to explain. I've got a picture here. Any ideas who this might be? I don't think any of you will ever have seen him before, apart from Naomi. It's my granddad. And this picture was done many years ago by a friend of mine at Bible college. It belonged to my nan, but when my nan died, it was given to me. My dad didn't want it, his brother didn't want it, so I inherited it. It's now mine. And there are one or two little things around the house that I've inherited. Here's something else. A lovely new Bible. This used to belong to my Uncle Cyril. But when Uncle Cyril died, his wife, my Auntie Kath, gave this to me. And Joanne, my wife, has got some rings at home. And some of those rings have got diamonds in them. And she was given them as a result, I suppose, of people dying. She inherited them. Now, if we can have the next picture, this is Naomi's inheritance. I want you to get really excited for her. And she's really excited about receiving all the books that I have in my possession. Actually, she's not too excited about receiving that as her inheritance at all. What do you think she'd rather receive from me? What do you think she'd rather receive from me? All my money. That's right. All of it. My wife sometimes says that she married me for my money. But she's been married to me for nearly 20 years now and says that she's still looking for it. She can't find it. So Naomi, you may just have to receive the books. Well, this passage that we're looking at this morning is all about who inherits the great promises of God given to Abraham. It's all about who receives the great promises given to Abraham by God. Let's have the next picture. You see, Abraham on the left-hand side here had two wives and two sons. So who would receive the inheritance? This obviously is Abraham. This is Sarah. Do you remember what Sarah's little boy was called? We thought Isaac, very good. Now this lady is Sarah's slave. Sarah's slave. Anybody know her name? Hagar. And Hagar had a son and his name was Ishmael. So we've got Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Hagar and Ishmael. Now which son would receive the inheritance? That's the question. Which one would receive the inheritance? Let's have a look at the story, shall we? If you've got a Bible in front of you, I think it would be helpful to have it open. We're looking at Genesis and chapter 21. Genesis is the first book in the Bible. And we're looking at verses 8 to 20. Now the time came for little Isaac, and he was very, very small at this point, to be weaned. What does it mean to be weaned? Well, when you're weaned, you're basically taken off milk and put on adult food. Alright? The time came for little Isaac to be weaned. And Abraham held a feast to mark the occasion. He obviously wanted to make something of this particular point in Isaac's life. I don't know whether you were listening carefully to the reading, but on this particular occasion, Ishmael did something to Isaac. Can you remember what he did? Have a look at the passage. What did he do? It wasn't a very nice thing that he did. Well, I'll tell you, shall I? He mocked him. The New Testament puts it a bit more strongly. It says that he persecuted him. Now, how do you think Isaac's mum felt about that? If you're picked on at school, if you're bullied at school, how does your mum feel about it? She's not very happy. She gets a bit defensive, doesn't she? She might even get angry. And I think we've got another picture that gives us a bit of an idea as to how Sarah felt. And this is what she said to Abraham. Verse 10. Look at verse 10. And she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac." Sarah resented Hagar. She also resented her son Ishmael. "Get him out of here, Abraham." I don't want that boy Ishmael to inherit anything from you. I don't want him to have your gold or your silver. I don't want him to have your tents. I don't want him to have your servants. I don't want him to have your herds and your flocks. I don't want him to receive anything from you, Abraham. Get him and his mother out of here. Now, was that very nice, do you think? Was she being nice? Or was she being nasty? She was being nasty, wasn't she? She wasn't being very kind at all. And of course, this caused poor Abraham to feel troubled. Actually, we'll have the next picture. Oh, no, sorry, we'll go. I've jumped on ahead a little bit. Keep going back. That's the one. We were already there, weren't we? Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Yes, Abraham was troubled. You see, Ishmael was still his son. And he loved his son. And by this time, Ishmael was probably about 15 or 16 years old. So there'd been a bond developed, but between them, he really didn't want to have to send Ishmael away. But this is what God said. Look at verse 12. But God said to him, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Now, God had given some wonderful promises to Abraham. God had said to Abraham that he would make him into a great nation. And it was through Isaac that he would be made into a great nation and not Ishmael. God had also said to Abraham that he would give to him and his descendants the land of Canaan, a wonderful land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and it would be through Isaac that his descendants would receive the land. The promises were not to be inherited by Ishmael. The promises of God were to be inherited by Isaac. And so, although Sarah was really being nasty, actually what she was asking for was the right thing. And so next, we will have the next picture now. And so the following day, Abraham gave to Hagar some water and a little bit of food and sent Hagar and Ishmael off, and they began to wander into the desert. I think they were probably looking for a little settlement somewhere that they could stay. But we get the impression from the Bible that they got lost in the desert. And I suppose it's ever so easy, isn't it, to get lost in the desert. And it wasn't that long before the water ran out. And you can't live for very long, can you, in the desert without water. And so I think we've got another picture that shows us what Hagar did. She put her son Ishmael, under a bush, and then she walked a little distance away and began to cry. You see, she couldn't bear the thought of watching her son die. It's a really sad point in the story, isn't it? But God heard Ishmael crying. I think that's lovely. You see, we experience difficulties in life, don't we? Sometimes we're sad, perhaps sometimes we cry. Well, it's lovely to know, isn't it, that God knows all about that. That God knows what's going on in our minds and in our hearts. God heard the boy crying. And the angel of God, I think we've got another picture, called from heaven to Hagar and said, "What is the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." And then God opened the eyes of Hagar. And there before her, next picture, was a well. And she was able to take water from the well and give it to her son Ishmael. If we look at the last picture, we can tell the end of the story. God was with Ishmael as he grew up. He lived in the desert and he became an archer. And his mum Hagar went to Egypt and she found him a wife. Ishmael did not receive the inheritance. Who received the inheritance? It was the other son. What was his name? Isaac. Ishmael did not receive the inheritance, but God was still good to him. God still blessed him, didn't he? He saved his life. He gave him water to drink. He promised to make him into a great nation. He gave him a wife and he gave him a job. Let's have the next picture. One day Naomi is going to inherit all my books. She's still not looking very excited. But the big question this morning is this. Next slide. Who today inherits the riches of God? Who today among us shall receive great blessing from God? The blessing of salvation. Who today receives the right to be called a child of God? Who today will know the joy of being with God forever? Who today will have the certain hope of a home in heaven? Who? Well, let me say firstly, not unbelievers. Not those who don't trust in the Lord Jesus. Now, I believe that I'm right in saying this. Look at Galatians chapter 4 if you're a little uncertain. But I believe that Ishmael is a picture or an illustration of the unbeliever. And unbelievers don't receive these good things from God. But having said that, let me say this. God is still good in this life to non-Christians, isn't he? To unbelievers. Incredibly good. Listen to what we read in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. He, that is God, causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. And in Lystra, Paul said to the unbelievers there, "He, that is God, has shown you kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." There are lots of people around us today that aren't Christians, and they won't inherit these good things unless they trust in Jesus, but God is still good to them. He still causes the sun to shine on them. He still gives them rain from heaven. He blesses them with food and health and strength. And the word given to this by some people is common grace. Common grace. So if unbelievers don't inherit these things, who does? Well, the answer, of course, is believers. And I think Isaac is a picture or an illustration of the believer. It was Isaac, you see, wasn't it, that they inherited from Abraham in this particular book of the Bible. I've got some Bible references to sort of back up what I'm saying. Let's quickly have a look at those. Well, you can see them that well, actually, but I'll read them to you. Who today inherits the riches of God? Who inherits the blessing of salvation? Well, it's those who believe or trust in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Who receives the right to be called a child of God? Again, it's those who believe in Jesus. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who receives the joy of knowing God forever and ever? Well, this is what it says in Hebrews. And the writer of Hebrews is speaking to believers. They will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. And who receives a home in the heavenly Canaan one day? Again, those who believe. Jesus, in this verse, is talking to his disciples, those who have come to believe on him. My Father's house has many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you. What an incentive this is to put our trust in the Lord Jesus, to believe on him. Let me ask a question. What did Ishmael do to Isaac that wasn't very nice? What did Ishmael do to Isaac that wasn't very nice? He mocked him. What were you going to say? No, that's all right. Good try anyway. He mocked him, didn't he? He persecuted him. He laughed at him. He wasn't nice to him. And you know, if we're a believer, if we're a Christian, we shouldn't be surprised if non-Christian people laugh at us or persecute us. That's just the way it is. Just as Ishmael persecuted Isaac, believers can expect unbelievers to mock or to persecute them. And some of you know that that is exactly what happens. It's not easy being a Christian. It's not easy trusting in Jesus and following him day by day in our lives. But it's worth it, isn't it? It really is worth it. Because to believe in the Lord Jesus means inheriting great riches from God. Riches that will last for all eternity. They can never be taken away from us. That's something to think about, isn't it? Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord, for your word to us this morning. We thank you for this old story about Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Hagar and Ishmael. We've seen this morning that it was Isaac who received the promises given to Abraham and not Ishmael. And we've seen as well that Isaac is a picture, he's an illustration of the believer, of those who trust in the Lord Jesus. And may we be those who trust in the Lord Jesus in order that we might inherit the great riches of God. May we not be like Ishmael, who received nothing from Abraham, even though he was blessed by you during his days upon the earth. Lord, sometimes these stories are difficult for us to take in, difficult for us to grasp, but help us, we pray, to grasp them. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Abraham and his descendants inherited in due time the earthly Canaan, that land flowing with milk and honey. But all who believe, all today who trust in the Lord Jesus, shall one day enter into the heavenly Canaan.